Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A shooting outside of popular venues in the Del Mar Loop kills a person and hurts at least two more. We're getting new details as this story develops right now.
Trying to create a 51st state, how some Illinois counties, including one in our area, want to secede from control of Cook County, Chicago politics.
And if you see this runner in the bi-state today, give him a hunk or a cheer. Why he's running from California to New York on a 78-day journey.
Hope he has his Wheaties.
Take a lot.
Right, here's a live look. A Renewal by Anderson camera. That's the Missouri National Veterans Memorial in Perryville at 5 a.m., 58 degrees.
Good morning to you. It's Thursday, April 18th. You're watching Fox 2 News at 5.
Should we get a check of the weather right now? Angela Huddy is racing around. What are you expecting to happen today? Goodness.
Just getting into position, making sure I'm where you need me to be. We're expecting thunderstorms later on. Another day like Tuesday where we're going to start off relatively quiet, relatively mild, and then we're going to watch those storms move in for the afternoon. So getting out of the house this morning shouldn't be a problem, but getting back home this afternoon or early evening will be when we have some concerns. Right now, tracking thunderstorms across northern and central parts of Missouri. Storms that have rolled through Kansas City are now pushing into the middle part of the state. More storm energy back towards St. Joe this morning. This initial push of energy is expected to fade a little bit, but we'll watch for a few stray showers this morning. Clouds will be increasing out the window, but I do think the majority of the St. Louis area stays dry this morning. Temperatures will start to warm pretty quickly after 8 a.m., but by lunchtime, 1, 2 o'clock in our northwesternmost communities, that's when the storms start to move in. We'll show you that with Futurecast, give you those severe weather concerns coming up in just a couple of minutes.
All right, I'm seeing more headlights heading west over 70 on the Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge this morning. Here's your note, though. If you're taking 255 from Canteen to 55 in East St. Louis, you're sitting around a 5-minute commute. It's going to be much of the same if you're taking 64 heading west towards East St. Louis, but here's my note for our drivers who are in East St. Louis. We've got that closure going on 26th Street between Route 15 and Bond Avenue. It's going to be closed indefinitely, so go ahead and use an alternate route there. Down south in Columbia, things look good on your secondary and Interstate 255, no problems there. You're sitting around speeds, hitting 60 miles per hour on Jefferson Barracks before you hit our 55 interchange. Things continuing to move nice in Melville as well. Blair?
Thank you, Callista.
It is 5:02 right now. A shooting in a popular part of the Del Mar Loop this morning leaves a person dead and two others hurt.
And Fox 2's Chris Renier is there right now. Chris, what can you tell us about what happened?
John Burke, good morning to both of you. Certainly a tragic situation unfolding here this morning in West St. Louis. We are at Del Mar and Skinker along the Del Mar Loop. The scene here is clear now, but earlier, all of this area along Del Mar was a crime scene as the police investigation into this shooting unfolded. Everything happened here right by some very well-known landmarks in this area, including Pinup Bowl, the Moonrise Hotel, and the pageant. We can show you some video from earlier overnight. The first call for shots fired coming out a little after 2 o'clock this morning. We can see multiple police evidence markers at the scene here, which typically indicate things like shell casings. There was a dead body right outside of a car. There was also a window shattered on another car. All of this right outside of Pinup Bowl. Police had a sizable area of Del Mar here blocked off for a while as they tried to piece together all the facts. Police tell us all of the people who were shot are males. We understand one was shot in the chest and one was shot in the back. Police providing no other details, though, about the person who was killed at this point or the conditions of the two people who were hurt. Again, we don't know anything except that they were males. We don't know ages either at this point. We do know that homicide detectives were called in to take over the investigation. Police have not said anything about suspects in this case. As far as we know, nobody in custody right now. We will, of course, bring you more details as soon as we learn them, but certainly a frightening situation here overnight, right along the heart of the Del Mar Loop here in West St. Louis. For now, live in West City, Chris Brunier, Fox News.
Thank you, Chris. Well, right now, police looking into another shooting just a few hours earlier in South St. Louis. Someone shot a man on Michigan Avenue near Chippewa and Gravoy Park. This was at around 11 o'clock last night. Police say that man was shot in the hip. He went to the hospital. And a few hours before that, someone shot a man in the LaSalle Park neighborhood in South St. Louis. This happened on South 10th Street near Park Avenue at around 7 o'clock. A 20-year-old man also shot in the hip. No word on any arrest in either of these shootings.
And a child dies in a crash in the Mark Twain neighborhood of North St. Louis. It happened late Wednesday night. Police say the child died after being thrown from the car. This happened at Union and Bercher a little before 10 at night. An accident reconstruction team is working to determine what happened. Police have not released the name or the age of the child.
Another bad crash this morning. This is the scene in the Carondelet neighborhood. This was on South Broadway near Elwood at around 1:30. Our Nissan Rogue Runner was at the scene and saw a pickup truck and a car involved. As you can see, that car was flipped on its roof. We are working to find out if anyone was seriously hurt.
A sentencing today in a high-profile case, Daniel Riley, he was found guilty of second-degree assault and armed criminal action in that downtown St. Louis crash that cost the Tennessee teenager, the volleyball player Janae Edmondson, to lose her legs. Riley could face up to 18 years in prison. Well, in November, Madison County, Illinois voters are going to decide if they want to separate from the politics of Chicago and its Cook County.
Yeah, some counties are trying to start their own state. Fox 2's Jeff Bernthal reports from Edwardsville on how the Madison County Board voted to leave that question up to the people to answer.
This is a non-binding referendum, meaning even if voters say yes in November, Madison County will still be part of the rest of the state of Illinois. Madison County has now joined several other counties in sending a question to voters with the hope of examining separation.
Do you want to stay with Chicago and Cook County, or would you like to explore something else? And that's what this is. It's an exploration.
Supporters argue Chicago's dense population results in unequal representation for other parts of the state.
As a taxpayer, I don't feel downstate Illinois is fairly represented.
Opposition to the movement includes concerns there's not enough thought and research examining the full implications, and concerns it sends a message of uncertainty to businesses looking to invest in Madison County.
This is the worst resolution to be brought to the full board in my 26 years on this county board. I am opposed to this morbid resolution, and I will be voting no.
And others point to the economic benefits of being part of a state that includes Cook County.
Actually, the distribution of wealth in this state is in our favor. Numbers don't lie.
But others feel putting the question on the ballot will give elected leaders a more accurate view into how their constituents feel and provide guidance for whatever the next step in the process might be.
This is the single most democratic move that any group of concerned citizens can make, is to ask the people their opinion.
So Madison County voters will be asked in November if they want to separate from Cook County. But again, even if they vote yes, they'll still be part of the rest of the state. Reporting from Edwardsville, Jeff Bernthal, Fox 2 News.
5:07 is your time right now. Well, in Washington, more talks about dealing with the homeless population. Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush is joining several colleagues and organizations. This is ahead of a Supreme Court hearing. It's over Johnson versus Grant Pass. It will decide whether cities are allowed to punish people for sleeping outside, even if there are no safe shelter options. Earlier this week, Bush and 18 other House representatives, they sent a statement to the high court opposing laws that criminalize homelessness.
And a proposal to build a new transitional housing facility in Alton, Illinois is receiving more pushback. While the location for this has not been officially revealed, some of the people living there who live near the Oakwood Avenue and Valentine Lane area spoke out against it being near their location at the last city council meeting. Alton's 4th Ward Alderman, Rosie Brown, is hosting a meeting tonight. It's going to be at 6 o'clock to address all of the concerns of the people living around there. It's at the Salvation Army on Albee Street. A zoning application is expected to be submitted to Alton officials by May 1st.
From our Missouri Bureau, a Kansas City lawmaker introduces a bill that would ban discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. State Senator Greg Razor is the second ever openly LGBTQ member of the Missouri Senate. His bill, the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act, was introduced and shot down in the legislature before. During yesterday's hearing, opponents said the measure could allow employees to file petty discrimination lawsuits, create legal fees for small businesses, and infringe on religious freedom.
All right, slow down when you're downtown St. Louis because we've got a lot of young people walking about. More than 1,200 middle and high school students from across the U.S. will be in St. Louis today for the National Career Development Conference. It's at the Marriott downtown, and they're going to compete in disciplines such as public speaking. There's going to be career preparation and financial literacy courses. Students will also get to talk with industry officials from Boeing, Microsoft, Regions Bank, HCA Healthcare, and so many more.
St. Louis Public Schools hosting a roundtable talk. They want input on the district, and they want to look into some key areas to focus on for their plan over the next 5 years. Superintendent Dr. Keisha Scarlett will be there to lead the conversation. You're encouraged to go voice your concerns. This is from 6 to 7:30 tonight at Metro High School.
All right, if you know how to cut the lawn fast, this is the day to do it, right?
John apparently really needs to get his lawn cut. I told
him
to do it.
I was feeling lazy yesterday, you know?
Well, that's not my fault. That's not Mother
Nature. No, I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming Blair.
I'll take the blame.
She said, take it easy, John.
I get being lazy after our shift. It's hard to get the motivation up.
Yeah.
But John, what John is getting at is that our weather is going to get quite unsettled later on into the day, especially through the afternoon hours of our Thursday. More thunderstorms on the way. Thunderstorms energy that we're already tracking to our north and west will push into the St. Louis area. And for our Thursday, you can see that bullseye for the strongest storms is right over the St. Louis area. Prime time for storms today. We're going to be between about noontime, 1 p.m. and about 8 o'clock tonight. And I'll show you that with future guests. Looks like Litchfield's not going to load for me. So let's jump ahead to downtown St. Louis from the PwC Pennant Building. Looking out there, looking good this morning. We have a partly cloudy sky. Cooler temperatures than yesterday by about 10 degrees. Yesterday morning, we woke up in the 60s area wide. This morning, we're waking up in the 50s. The house may feel a little better this morning if you left the windows open overnight. A little bit of cooler air able to come in. 55 right now in Alton. Farmington, 52. Chesterfield as well. You are two of our cooler spots. Lambert Airport holding on to that 58 degrees. Big view from space. One round of severe thunderstorms already come through the Kansas City area. There's a second round of stronger storms. No warnings on that, right? Oh, as I say that, there they go. They've just been kind of issued late here. Some strong to severe storms moving back into the KC area this morning. This is the storm energy that's on the way for St. Louis. But as we look in with Futurecast, this initial wave kind of falls apart a little bit this morning as it pushes eastward. So increasing clouds for the St. Louis area this morning, but the morning commute, the morning drive to school, morning errands are dry. It's as we get to lunchtime or a little bit later, here we go into 2 o'clock this afternoon, that we'll see this band of storms start to reform, kind of reorganize, dropping into Pike and Montgomery counties and then working its way southeastward. By 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon, the storms are starting to intensify and they're right across the heart of the St. Louis region. Hail, damaging winds with these storms. They will continue to intensify as they push off to the south into the southeast. And I think it's south and east of the metro St. Louis area where we might have the best chances, but an increased chance of a potential tornado out of some of these storms as they push into southern Illinois and southeastern Missouri. By about 9 p.m., the severe weather threat goes away. A few lingering showers in the later evening hours, then we'll clear out overnight, and then much cooler air settles in for the day tomorrow and for the weekend. So again, all the severe weather threats are in play. Heavy rain. We'll watch for some wind gusts of 60 to 70 miles per hour with the storms coming through. Hail, quarter to ping pong ball size hail is possible with these storms. And again, we'll watch out for a threat of a tornado. Noon to the north and west through about 8 p.m. south and east of St. Louis. Today, afternoon storms, highs near 81. So it warms up quickly ahead of those storms. Then temperatures will start to drop. Northwest winds take hold behind the storms tonight. We drop into the 40s for out-the-door temperatures tomorrow. Highs of only 62 degrees. How about 59 on Saturday, 60 on Sunday? Find the jackets once again. You're going to need them this weekend.